Hi, this is Electrician for Fashion Curl. Amber Cook, AmberCook. Amber Cook is a patient who is presenting for various symptoms as a result of the automobile accident that occurred on 8/30/2022. Her date of birth is 10/18/1990. Her date of birth is 9/28/2007. Amber Cook, the date of service 10/26/2022, date of birth 9/28/1972, and date of accident 8/30/2022. Amber Cook was a restaurant driver who hit a car in front of her, and as a result, she started having various symptoms. She alleges that she's suffering from headaches that are mostly frontal, and some pain in the neck, upper back, and also into the lower back is reported. Patient reports pains are severe and they're getting better. Overall, the pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the neck, mid back, and lower back. But she also has severe pain in the chest area after hitting the steering wheel, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the middle sternum, and right knee is 5. Although she did not have any pain before, but now since yesterday she is having pain in the right knee as well. She can walk up to less than half a block and she can sleep less. And ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 as follows. Sleep is affected 9. The mood, walking ability, work is affected 8. General activity is affected 7. Enjoyment of life 6. She reports 30% improvement in the symptoms overall since the time of accident due to various medication and treatment protocols. In the system review, patient has moderately severe headache around 8 to 9, occupying the frontal part of the head. However, there is no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, no seizure, balance, loss of equilibrium. There is a lack of focus, anxiety, depression, but no loss of memory or any confusion, disorientation. Pain and numbness. Patient has a stiffness of the right shoulder and pain in the middle and upper back, lower back, and the knee. Some pain in the right, left hip is also reported, and left knee. Left hip and the right knee. Patient has slight difficulty in walking. And there is a history of nausea in GI, but no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is chest pain, shortness of breath, but no trouble breathing, coughing. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there is a worsening of the symptoms and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and substance abuse. Patient is not using any substances. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 166 over 109. Pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit, 10/10/2022. Dictation number 1022-076, along with diagnosis codes, plan. The patient is complaining of extremely severe pain, hence one prescription for Norco 7.5325 to be used PRN on an extremely severe pain. 30 tablets were provided to last for over 30 days, one time. And then meloxicam, 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril, 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Prilosec, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tramadol, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Wellbutrin XL for mood mood issues, Xanax 1 milligram for anxiety, and Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pain. Patient is also undergoing chiropractic treatment at Bronco Center, and an MRI for thoracic spine and lumbar spine is still pending. As soon as it is done, we'll be able to do a more distinctive plan of care for her. For now, she continues all the medication. Physical therapy has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the thoracic, lumbar, and shoulder area. She has a severe spasm in the right-sided trapezius and right-sided quadratus lumborum, and that will be resolved with the medication and physical therapy. Patient can work on a light-duty job, 7 hours, 7 days. No lifting over 7 pounds. Housework replacement is still ordered as she is not able to do all the ADLs and transportation is provided. Thank you.